subscription to your dollar.
This is really staggering. The buying tourist Moshe, as you know, from the sign outside. Turski is not a person that I really have much of a relationship with personally. Many of you probably know I lived in Turski Moshe myself many years ago. It was before he was there. I've met him once or twice and spoken to him, but I just know what type of person he was. And he's a true Gadol Batoira, a real Oved, a big Tzaddik, and all Chelke HaToira, which means Nigla Nister. He's a person that was a tremendous, tremendous Masmid. And it's really a blow that such a thing happened. And it wasn't, I mean, if it was just Rabbi Twersky, it would be a terrible, terrible tragedy. If he would have died in an accident, it would have been a terrible tragedy. But that he was brutally murdered, and the fact that there was other Marbitzei Torah there also, he wasn't the only one. This was a very, very severe din, very severe. And there's a lot of people here in Yeshiva that are affected by it. Rabbi Wiener is very close with him. Avram Goldberg, who learned in Ashir. Rabbi Goodman is very close with him. There are boys that are sitting in the room right now that learned in Teres Moshe and had to do with him. He's very much a part of our community. Even if we don't know him necessarily, but he's a part of us. And it's a real tragedy that really requires as much as we can for us to participate in some way in the hesped, in the mourning, and we're not going to, I can't imagine we're going to go to all the levayas that are happening today, but levaya in Teres Moshe is very close to home in many ways. Assuming that there'll be a spadim in English, it's something that we could also, it's what we could hear. I'm not telling everyone they should go, but I'm telling everyone that's something that they should think about. We'll be having mincha early in yeshiva. That way we can facilitate people, as we mentioned, being mechazik and tefillah. It shouldn't be a shter to a davening here in yeshiva. And, I mentioned about the hakpod of davening three tefillahs in yeshiva. There's many people here that are already davening three tefillahs in yeshiva. So the hakpod for them is also to be maaser nefesh for tefillah. So nefesh for tefillah doesn't just mean being there. It means focusing during your tefillah. It means coming on time to the davening. It means having the right kavod for davening, the way a person comes to davening, presents himself during davening. A person's oimin lefnei amelech. So how does he stand lefnei amelech? What's his attire like? What's his decorum like? All this is all nichlal and tefillah. There's some people that are pushing, struggling with getting there. For them, the getting there is a mesiras nefesh. But for us, there's other mesiras nefesh for every one of us. If it has to do with davening with more intensity, davening b'kol ram, has to do with not talking during davening, not leaving early from davening. Every person knows exactly where he's holding, and all of us have to try to be mechazik. What is that tefillah? A particular brocha and tefillah al tzadikim al chasidim, which is a tefillah which is davening for the all the Hasidim, Tversky was himself not just one of the Hasidim, he was himself a Rebbe, he came from Rebbe Sheichus. And in many ways he had Hasidim himself. Yemuna Rachamecha, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shav, you should have Rachamim on Klal Yisrael, we should be Zoicha, that our tefillah should be Niskabel. And we should see also Akim of Yishalayim, Yircha, Berachamim Toshuv. Okay, we're going to try to do the sugi here. I am a little deflated. It's hard, you know. You learn, and so much chiyus goes into the learning. It's hard to put chiyus. We'll do our best. And we'll try to make a scholar here in the sugi. On Daf Gimel Amid Beis, it says, B'kesef, Minola. First question we have over here is, B'kesef Minolan is, Kesef, It's a kasha lechayra klar on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the isha niknis b'shalosh drachim niknis b'kesef shtar v'avias. So we already went through the word isha, the word niknis, the word shalosh, the word drachim. Went through all of that. Niknis b'kesef. Regular word kesef minala. What's the makor for this? Rashi says hacha yikur le'el agav gerora nakat la. Tutsi lashon kinyan demasnisim. Rashi's lechayra b'avoni. What do you mean minalan? So state shine minalon. It says over there on the Beis Amidalb, state minalon. It says, what are you doing? What are you asking this question for? It says Rashi Enochanami, but over here we're gonna make a sugya out of it. Before it wasn't a sugya. Before it was Agav Gerora Nokat Lei. We just schlepped it in Latutzi Loshin Kinyan Demas Nisan. But over here now they're gonna go through the sugya, we're gonna examine it, we're gonna go through different possibilities. The Gemara doesn't jump into Kicha Kicha right away. Kicha Kicha comes in way later. The Gemara says, Minolan, how do you know that Kesef works? Next question. V'su, ha-ditnan, ha-vzakeh v'bita, v'kishay v'kesef shtar v'biyo. Father is Zoyche and his daughter, v'kesef shtar v'biyo. Minolan, d'mekanya v'kesef. V'kesef da'avuahu. So the first question was from our Mishnah. Now we're asking two more questions, it seems like. All right, the first question is from our Mishnah. V'su, and furthermore, in the Mishnah over there in Ksubis, so he asked me, "Non de makanya b'kesef kesef davua." So, if you would have asked me just from reading the Gemara without knowing anything else, I would have said there's three kashas here: one from our Mishnah, two from the Mishnah over there. If you look in Rashi. Rashi says that, not like that. Rashi says, "I'm skipping a Rashi. We'll get back to it." Minolon hanoch tarti de makanya b'kesef kidiktani masnisan kidiktani masnisan minolon da abzakai boy kidiktani hasa. There's two questions here, says Rashi. Minolon hanoch tarti. Only two questions. First question is the Makanya Bekesef Tiktani Mas Nisan, our Mishnah. So the first question is from our Mishnah. There's only one question from the Braisa, the other Mishnah. And the other was Minol Shabzachai Boy Kiriktani Hasam. How do we know the father is Zoicha? What does boy mean? In the Kesef. So the first question is Kesef Minolan. It seems like after we mention the Mishnah, we repeat that question again. Minolan de Mekanya Bekesef. It's just repeating that same question, Rashi says. It seems like it. And the second question is Vekesef Davuahu. How do you know the father gets the Kesef? So we really have two questions here that we have to kind of tackle. As far as where do you know Kesef from? The answer could have been Kicha Kicha. That would have been a significant answer, right? As Rashi said before, and we said already Kicha Kicha, the Gemara doesn't do that, and Kicha Kicha doesn't help you to know how do you know the father gets the money. That's the other question. The second question is how do you know it goes to the father? So what do we see from this Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, Av Zakai Bebitoi B'Kedusha B'Kesef Shtar B'Biya, says Rashi, Zakai Bebitoi Sha Kesef Yiyya Shaloi V'Hu Mekabal Hashtar V'Hu Moisro Lebi Al Korcho L'Shem Kedushin Bo'oida Naira. So Rashi says three things. Rashi breaks it up into three things: Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Each one's got its own thing. Kesef Yeshaloi, Makabal Ashtar, Humaisa Labia Al Korcha. Rashi's breaking it up. The reason Rashi's breaking it up is because if you just mean to say that the father is Makabal the Kedushin, so what should it say? Hav Zaka Bibitoi Bikdusheha. Period. Period. Hav Zaka Bibitoi Bikdusheha. It doesn't say that. It says Hav Zaka Bibitoi Bikdusheha, Bikesef. B'shtar, u'bibia, makes it sound like there's a something to be learned from Kesef, from Shtar and Bia. It's like each one has this something there. He's zoich in the Kesef, he's zoich in the Shtar. So Rashi says, Havzaki b'bia sha Kesef yeh shaloi. That's the first thing. V'hu mekabel hashtar. V'hu moisra lebiya. What does it say? Al korcha l'shem kedushin ba'idin ayra. So we have to try to figure out what are these three things. Kesef, shtar, and biya. What are the three things that Rashi is saying? I think Pshat and Rashi perhaps is as follows. Av zakeh bebita b'kedusha shakesef yishaloi. Rashi makes it sound like just that the kesef is going to go to him. Is he involved in the actual maisa kedushin? Kesef yiyah shaloi. What does that mean?
Something happens and he gets the kesef.
He gets the money. What happens? I don't know if he's involved in the happenings. He gets the money. V'hu mekabel hashtar. What is Rashi saying now? He's involved in the maisa. He's the one who's mekabel the shtar. Then what's Rashi saying? The third thing is v'hu moisra lebiya al korcha l'shem kedushin boi denaira. Not only is he involved in the maisa, but he can force that there's going to be a bia al korcha. What does that mean? He could force it when he does it with shtar. Also, he could do it, right? Shtar is also al korcha. Kesef is also al korcha. What is Rashi saying? V'hu moisra lebiya al korcha l'shem kedushin. What Rashi means to say perhaps is as follows. Perhaps Rashi Pshat is like this. There's a fundamental difference between the Kinyan Kesef, the Kinyan Shtar, and the Kinyan Bia. Which is that the Kinyan Bia is not the Maisa Bia itself that's doing it. It's not the act of relations. It has to be a Bias Kiddushin. It can't be a Bias Zunus. David, Zalzayin Gazun, spoke about it over Shabbos. That if a person would be Mekadesh with a Bias Zunus, wouldn't be Mekudeshas. What would be a Eichatimtz of that? The father says, okay, I want my daughter to be married to you. He says, okay, we're going to be married. She's like, I don't want to be married to him. I'm not interested in being married to him. Want me to have relations with him? Fine, I have relations with him. I'm not interested in being married. So I would have taiched that Maisa. It's not a Maisa L'shem Kedushin. I mean, maybe it'd be a Znus. Maybe it'd be a Bias Oynes. Maybe it's called he's forcing her. She's screaming, I'm not interested in being married to him. I don't know what you're making me do over here. The kedushin, the ma'isa bia has to be a ma'isa kedushin. What? Has to be morizivugam. How is it morizivugam? She's kicking and screaming. As dosh state the nocha chidish, the father has complete bilis over the isha to ki'ilu b'koyveya that this is a ma'isa of kedushin al korcha. Al korcha. Not only can the father do a shtar is docha ma'isa kedushin because it's shteter emukudashesli. He could the fact that he could force her to be married is not with the chiddush. The chiddush is he could make this into a ma'isa kedushin al korcha. That's nocha knech. The Rashi says who ma'isa to be al korcha l'shem kedushin. What's Rashi saying? I'm making the bia into a ma'isa kedushin, even though she's not. She has no das for that. The father is so much a bailim on the isha. He's so much zoich in the isha that he could be kaveh that this is a ma'isa ma'iris yivuka. That's l'chayra, the way Rashi's learning. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos seems to say a little bit differently. Tosfos says, "Va'az zake bebitoy meforesh biyushalmi." Sheish lo ischus bebia, shenoisn lo ischar lekadesh bebia. Says the Tosfos. What does it mean? Av zakai bebito. He brings Yushalmi. Yushalmi says he has a schus in the bia that if someone pays him lekadesh bebia, then he's going to get the money. Yeah. Chayra, the Yushalmi is coming to Bavon. What does it mean? Av zakai bebito, v'kedusha. It means he's going to come out with something. He's gonna benefit. What does he have from being Makadish's daughter? Bebi al korch l'shem kedushin garnished mit garnished. What does he gain from that? Says Yushalmi. Oh, but he gains because what happens if the man that's doing it is gonna give money? So then, who gets the money? Father gets the money. Father gets the money. Rashi seems to learn not like that. Rashi makes no mention here bechlal of there being anything to do with money. Money is kesef. Shtar and bia, says Rashi, is a different zakai. It's a different schus. Kesef yishloi in the kedusha kesef. But in the shtar, in the bia, Rashi doesn't say zakai be bia that he gets the kesef. It's mashma that Rashi argues on Tosfos. So I don't know. Zakai means he has a schus. So Rashi is learning that's called a schus. We have to see what exactly is the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. We'll see. But Rashi seems to say that's called a schus. I'm zoicha in that. Doesn't mean I have to have money. It doesn't mean necessarily monetarily. It's not a problem that Rashi doesn't say like the Yushalmi. Because Rashi and Tosfos did not have necessarily access to all the Yushalmis. It could be Rashi just didn't have the... If Rashi would have seen a Yushalmi, it's hard to believe Rashi would argue on a Yushalmi. But Rashi just didn't have access to the Yushalmi. I even think that Tosfos didn't have access to Yushalmi. Or at least Tosfos HaRosh. Because Tosfos just speaks about Bia. What about Shtar? Okay, I get it with Kesef. I get it with Bia. Kesef is you're getting money, whatever the prut is. B, you're getting money because he's going to pay. What about Shtar? This is the Tosfos HaRosh. So Rosh says, Beforish B, Yushalmi, Sheesh lo schus bebiya, Sheneisen lo schaila kacha bebiya. Aba agav Kesef ubiya, Tana Zakai. Says Tosfos that the reason it says Zakai is for Kesef and Bia. What about Shtar? Tosfos says, what does Tosfos say? What about Shtar? Agav, which means shtar has no schus. There's no schus by shtar. Oh, we're going to get to that. Very good. You're going to get to that. But you see Klor and Tosfos HaRosh that he doesn't say that, right? Because clearly he's not mentioning shtar. So it seems Tosfos HaRosh, there is no schus in shtar. Frekt Yoni, why is there no way? You say the same thing. He wants the Mekadosher. So then Lechoyra, keep Mekadosher with the person who wants the Mekadosher is going to pay money. Same way by Bia, there's money that's coming. The money in the Bia is not part of the contract, B'chayra. Just means that he's going to give money.
They did.
What?
It was like a minute that they did. Giving the money from a contract
to Bia. What do you mean by that? So why don't you give money from a contract to Mishnah?
That wasn't the minute.
But if you would do that, you would get the money?
Yeah.
So then he's Zakai in that also. What does that mean? Why would he? So let me just explain a little bit what I think Meir is saying, perhaps as follows. What Meir means is, doesn't mean that he... Why is he giving the money? He's giving the money because he wants to be married to her?
No.
Oh. Meir is saying it's not the Vard he's giving money because he wants to be married to her. He's giving money to be Mekadesh Bebiya. He wants to be Mekadesh Bebiya. Why does he want that? Okay, we can understand. The man wants to be Mekadesh Bebiya. So he's going to pay money to be Mekadesh Bebiya. That makes sense by Bia. No one's paying money to Mekadesh Bishtar. Why would a person want to be Mekadesh Bishtar? So therefore, there's no schus in Shtar.
Okay, very nice. But at the end of the day, if I do pay for a Kiddushin of Shtar, so then...
So let me ask a question a little differently. So that perhaps is Pshat and Tosfos HaRosh. But why don't we ask the question? So what about if he wants to pay money just to be married to her? Let's say a person says, hey lady, says to the father, I'd like to marry your daughter. Too bad, I'm not interested. I'll pay $1,000, fine. Is that money going to the father? So why? So Tosfos says by bia there's money in the ma'isa kedushin.
Even by shtar there is bia because he's technically paying. He's paying for the shtar, so you can have the bia. There's always
in a chanami. So then that's what I'm asking. So why don't you do that? Vayistachois pshat and Tosfos HaRosh is lechayra as follows. This kesef that we're talking about, we just mean that this is like, I'm going to use the word blackmail money. Is this just, money that is just, I'm giving you money because you want to marry my daughter, and I mean, I got control over the marriage, so if you don't pay me, I'm not doing it.
Part of the deal.
Or is it ke'ilu, it's kesef for the ma'isa kedushin. It's not stam money for marriage. This kesef is a, now whose ma'isa kedushin is it? Who's giving the schus on the ma'isa kedushin? The father. Ha'av zakai bebitaya, bekdushaya, bekesef, bishtaru, bebiya, means he has a schus in the ma'isa kedushin. If by shtar he's going to get money because you want to be married, that's not zakai bishtar, that's zakai in because I'm in control of her marriage, so therefore you're going to have to pay me. If you don't pay me, you can't marry her. But vashtet is this zakai bekesef, bishtaru bebiya, avulik the schus in kesef, you're getting the money. Avulik the schus in shtar, I'm getting money for the kedusha shtar. It's kesef for the kedusha. This is tumura, this is kesef, he's paying for the kedusha. Therefore, it's a chilek of my schus to me makadasher. And shtar, says Tosfos HaRosh, there's no schus over there. What's the schus in shtar? What money do I have in the kinyan of the being makadasher bishtar? The fact that I could blackmail someone that he can't marry unless he pays me, that's not a chilek of the Maisa Kedushin, Mechalal, nothing to do with the Maisa Kedushin. Therefore, says to Rosh, in a Hanami, Vaishtar doesn't exist. Very nice. The Ritva, however, says differently. And the Ritva is quoting the Yushalmi. Says the Ritva, Maksha alu bi Yushalmi. Nicha bi kesef vishtar avol biya mai kidoin. So the Ritva says, the Yushalmi says, shtar works. Not like the Tosfos HaRosh. So I don't think it's, maybe there's different gears than Yushalmi could be. Or it also could be that Tosfos HaRosh did not have access to the Yushalmi. He was told Yushalmi. He said over the Yushalmi, but it could be that he didn't have access to Yushalmi. The Rashi didn't have access to Yushalmi, very possibly. I'm not sure. Maybe there's a different gears than Yushalmi.
We
use the material, but it's not necessarily a Kashan Rashi. Like, how does he deal with the Yushalmi? He didn't know the Yushalmi. He didn't have the access to Yushalmi.
He didn't have access. I mean, shouldn't that change now that we know that there's another Yushalmi?
I don't know if it's a change that didn't. The point is, Rashi, it's not a Kashan Rashi. We'll see more in a minute. But that's very possible. Koponim, says the Ritva. And Echanami, the schus for Bia, it says like Tosfos is, you can be Makadisher with the father gets the Kesef, if he says Tiskadish bit Chalibe Bia. So what's pshat in the Ritva? The Ritva says that shtar, there is a schus, like that we understood even before. The Tosfos thing is Bechlan not a schus. And the Ritva says, "Is mamish a schus?" So what's going on over here? So if you look on in the Magia over here, he brings from the Meiri on the bottom. Meiri says the schus of shtar is lotzur al pitz luchaysav. Lotzur al pitz luchaysav means he can use it to stop up his bottles. In other words, shtar. At the end of the day, what is he getting? A piece of paper. Because you're getting a piece of paper, so at least you have the piece of paper. It's not worth anything, it's worth something. Use it as a bottle stopper. I mean, you know, it was parchment. It's not like, you know, it's not photocopy paper like this. It's paper that has use. Lots of pizza choice if he could stop up his bottle at least with it. Do something. At least he's getting something. He's getting paper.
Worsling enough to make a difference.
That's Yushalmi is saying that's a schus.
How's it a schus?
Because he's getting something.
What is he getting?
He's getting. I don't know if it's called a bottle stopper. I don't know if there's less than shalaputa, more than shalaputa. I don't know.
The yin behind me told me the snake.
The what?
Snake shouldn't go.
Whatever it is. Yeah, it's a bottle stopper. I'll call upon him. Vos haltesis. So if you remember, Abba said, you go back to Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Tosfos says there's a difference between shtar and chalipin. That shtar is never a havaminas nachshav kesef. Why is shtar never a havaminas nachshav kesef? The shtar kosfoy al surihana works. That's not a mafurish, by the way, it's not mafurish. Kosfoy al surihana is baguette. By Kedushin, it's not clear that it works. Tosfos seems to be saying it works also by Kedushin. So if you could be Kosfel Esuri Hana, can you be Koin Esuri Hana? Can you use Esuri Hana as a bottle stopper? So what's the schus you have in Shtar?
Nothing.
Tosfos Lishitasai wasn't ready to have Shtar being a schus. Kosfel Esuri Hana works. The Ritva seems to argue on this. It seems to be clear, at least the Ritva's interpretation of the Yushalmi, that a person is not. Every get, there's a schus. The schus in get is. He has lefocha is lots of pizza luchaisa.
What would be the presentations of the Yushalmi? Yushalmi says that, Tosefta says that if the stars were to put like a work midin kesef, according to Tosefta, it won't happen. But it's Tosefta.
No, if it's Kesef, then it works midin Kesef. No, he's just saying that if it's working midin Shtar, it doesn't work. It doesn't work that works midin Kesef. Works that way. Midin Shtar, it doesn't. And it's not going to work midin Kesef. Okay. The question is, if you look on the Tosefta HaRosh says in the end, Umihu, Lefum Gemara Didan, Kari Schus, Sheesh Bakoyach Lakaba Kedusheha. Tosfos HaRosh brings the Yerushalmi, but he says Zolt Duvisin. The Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Zchus means Zchus Mamain, Zchus Mamain Kesef, Zchus Mamain in Bia, and maybe Shtar is Atu. I don't know what's with Shtar. Maybe Shtar Yesh. I know. Miu Bigfum Gemara Didan says the Tosfos HaRosh. Kori Zchus Yesh B'Koyach L'Kabel Kedusha. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. It seems he's learning that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is arguing on the Yerushalmi. If the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, I understand very well why Rashi doesn't bring the Yerushalmi. Why not? Rashi's being mefarish the Bavli. And the Bavli is saying, says the Tosfos HaRosh, from Gemara Didan, Schus is Shesh B'Koyach L'Kabel Kedusha. The question just is, where does he see that in our Gemara? I don't know where the Tosfos HaRosh sees that in our Gemara. So some people say that Tosfos holds the Yerushalmi isn't a steer to our Gemara, and Bavli also is like the Yerushalmi. Maybe Tosfos is just saying, but first be Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Kila is one way. Sometimes you see Tosfos bring like in Sukkah, the Mechzer, the Mister, the Mizerim, the Mimata. The Yerushalmi says one thing, the Bavli says something else. You can have that. Maybe Tosfos is just bringing Yerushalmi as, I don't know. Other Rishonim seem to say Yerushalmi. I get it, but where do we see an our Gemara not like the Yerushalmi? So the Magia on the bottom brings on his own, his name is Rav Metzger, that maybe because our Gemara doesn't make any to-do of like, how does Bia work? Like, why didn't the Gemara even talk about it? That doesn't really bother me. I don't know if the Gemara should be told. For our purposes, all that really matters is Kesef. Our Gemara is not bothered with where Bia, you know, how is Bia Zakai? Why is that? I don't know. So we have to figure out, is there anywhere that we see that our Gemara is arguing with Yerushalmi, and maybe Tosfos didn't have that. That's the Braisa that says that the father is a Zoicha. So what does the Gemara say? Where do we know it from? It says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Damar Kro, Yotzachinam Ein Kesef. This is a pasuk that's talking about an Amar Evriya. It says by an Amar Evriya, Yotzachinam Ein Kesef. It's beforehand speaks about the concept of Yid. After Amma Evriya finishes her tour of duty as an Amma, so then there's a din of Yud, which means she marries either to the man himself, to his son, or something of that like. If not, Yotzachinam Ein Kosef, she goes out without money. In other words, she doesn't have to pay anything. It says the Gemara, Amar Biud Amar Rav, Amar Krov, Yatzachinim Ein Kosef, Ein Kesef Liyadain Zeh, Avo Yesh Kesef Liyadain Acher. Over here there's no money. But by someone else there is money. My Niho, who's the Adain Acher, is the Af. Says Rashi, Yatzachinim Gavi Amar Evriya, Yotzis Mishus Adam Isimani Nairis. Matzi Lamechtav Yatzachinim Velo Bay Ein Kesef. Rashi is explaining the Joshua is the words Ein Kesef seem to be Iberik, they're extra. What do you need the word Iberik, Ein Kesef for? Yatzachinam lo by Ein Kesef. Yatzachinam means she goes out for free, Ein Kesef no money. El midrash le, Ein Kesef la'adon zeh, she yoytze mimenu. Yish Kesef la'adon acher, kishe yoytze mimenu, when she goes out from under acher, there is a Kesef, ma'inihu the'af. Says the Gemara, ve'eim ledida. Maybe the money should go to her. What do you mean, le'eim ledida? It says, yish Kesef la'adon acher. It's going to another adon. How could it be ledida, says Rashi? Emily did not have a kesef. Do a like siv ain't like kesef. The tzedik mina ain't kesef lo adain ze. It doesn't say in the pasuk ain't like kesef. Elachi doik mina ain't kesef be yitzia zu. Vish kesef be yitzia cheres. Lo adain didah. Which says the gemara enachanami changed the drasha. You took the drasha too far. It says yatzachinam ain't kesef. It doesn't say ain't like kesef. You say ain't kesef lo adain ze. It's not talking about the adain. It's talking about the yitzia. Yatzachinam ain't kesef. And this yitzia ain't kesef. Be yitzia cheres. Yesh Kesef, who's the money going to? Maybe it's going to her. To be clear. That means, Avada, from this pasuk, you have a raya that to Kenyan Kesef. But you asked me two questions. You asked me how to know Kesef. You also asked me how do you know the Kesef goes to the father. So I see from this pasuk, there's Kesef, and maybe Amy Ladida, maybe the Kesef goes to her.
Rabbi, we shouldn't say that by the one over there, the Kesef should still be going to the rabbi. So over here, shouldn't also the Kesef should be going to the father?
Well, the Gemara says we're just darshaning the Yitzia. Later on, the Gemara says it should be doima. The Gemara later on says it should be dumya. It's yitzida kavose. That's basically what you're saying. It's the Gemara's maskan attack. Kapana, the Gemara says, hochi hash, hold on. Avi makabuk dusha, the chsevis bitinazati lisha ze. Ihi shakla kaspa. Her father is Makadasher. It says in the Pasuk, Biti Nosati Leishazeh. What does it mean, Nosati?
Okay.
He's the one in control. He's giving her. You see, the father is the one. Avim Akabal Kedusha, the Chsevim, he's being Nosati Leishazeh. Vi Yishak LeKaspa, she's going to get the money? That doesn't make any sense. Says Rashi, Yishak LeKaspa, Bitmiya. Efshu Shalchinam Zikeo Akasa Bekabalos Kedusha. You mean to say that he gets the Kabbalah's Kedusha and he doesn't benefit from it, doesn't stand to benefit anything from it. Shachinam Zikei HaKasa for nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. Now, if you read the Rashi carefully, Rabbi Yisai, it seems to be clear in the Rashi. What Rashi's saying is, look, I don't have a problem theoretically, technically, there's no problem with the father being the Kabbalah Kedusha and the money going to her. There's no technical problem. I have a problem hashkafically or morally a problem. My moral problem is what? He's the Makabal Kedusha and she gets the money. Why'd you give him the Kedusha for? For what purpose? It's a Svara. What? Yeah, interesting. The Gemara's coming over here, like with like Kilo wants to know, like why? What do you mean why? But that's what it seems like. I don't have a problem with it. Technically, how this can work for Svara, sure.
Doesn't work.
For sure, it can work.
Two ways of learning. We can learn in Inkasel
right.
Or Yitzia.
Right.
So
good. We'll get back to that. Good. Very good. But the problem here is not that there's no, you can't technically work. I could do this technically. I could make the father Makabal Kedushin, and I can make the money go to the Isha. My issue just is, if I do that, so then what's the point of making the father Makabal Kedushin? Like, what does he get out of it? What's his perk? He's got to get a perk. Give him something. Give him a pat on the back. Give him a piece of cheesecake. I don't know what he's getting. He's got to get something. So what's he getting? Kesef Kedushin. That makes sense. But the fact that the Kesef Kedushin is going here and the Makabal Kedushin is over there is okay. And theoretically, technically, it would be okay. Is that clear?
Yes.
That's the way Rashi learns. Good?
Yeah.
The Ritzvah, however, seems to argue on Rashi. The Ritzvah says, Uparkina, Hashta via Makabal Kedusheha, Chsevez Bitin Asati Lisha Zeh, V'yishakal Kasba, says the Ritzvah, Pirish. Given Shazichse Loi HaToyrah, once the Torah gave him the schus, Shereshay Lekadcha, Baal Korcha, V'shalom Yidaita, Kimakadosh, or Baal Korcha, Shalom Yidaita. V'yu Choshev Makne, or Baal Dover, he's considered a Makne Baal Dover. U'kimemoinoi, he chshuva b'inyin zeh. She's like his money, le'inyin zeh, the father's money. Kimen the yu, have a Makne, Loi Sagi, to lo lahave kesef delay. The e shakla kaspa eu chashev bal davar. Imkain heich efshol olakach bal karcha. If she's getting the money, she's the makadish. If he's getting the money, then he's the makadish. You're saying he's the makadish. Who must get the money? Him. If you're giving her the money, he's not the makadish. This just doesn't go together. You can't be. Either he's the Makadosh, her's the Makadosh. Whoever is the Makadosh is the one who gets the money. The Makadosh gets the money. The state in Ritva. And in Rashi L'chor is that Minish Tazoy. Rashi says, the Etzem I could split it, but then what's the point of making him the Makadosh? So the shaylis you have, what we have here, it seems to be a machlokas Rashi and Tois. It's Rashi and Ritz, fun shaylis. We have to know, first before we start anything else, who's the Pashtus? Who's the Pashtus? So Rabbi Yoshev, together with Rabbi Moshe and Divris Moshe, both say, Rashi is Shveh L'chayra. L'chayra says Rabbi Yoshev, Mahutzer Rashi, that's it. Teipuk lei, kivan duhu abaylim, l'moysra memela kesef shaloi. So we're going to start with just one, the standard pshat over here in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and the Ritva, I'm sorry. See if this is the pshat we remain with. This is the standard pshat. It was as follows. The father is Makadosh the daughter. great. Is the father like the daughter's appointed apotropos? The Torah like put the father as an apotropos for her? Is that what it means? Or does it mean the father is the bailim on the daughter? How do you look at the father's relationship with the daughter? Isn't the Torah said, look, lady, you don't know what's good for you. He knows what's good for you. So let him be your shliach, basically. He's your shliach, lady. He has power of attorney for you. Shliach bal korcha. The Torah is zichsala with a shliach bal korcha. Or is the pshat, lady, it's not yours. This is his. It's not yours. Okay? He's the bailim. So if the pshat is he's the bailim and it's his kedushin, so then what would you say, Rabbi Isai? If he's the bailim, it's his kedushin. Who's the money going to go to?
Him.
But if he's just the Torah appointed him a shliach right away, so really, the Torah appointed him a shliach. So then, who should the money go to? Should go to her.
End of the ritz.
What?
But he's saying it sarcastically.
It says it's not a shliach.
So, what'd you say?
He did his job by giving him the money. Is that what Rashi's saying?
Rashi's saying, but then why are we putting? We seems to be he's having a schus here. So what's the schus that he has by giving her by just being the makadosh? It must be he's getting something out of it. That is the standard Shiva Shapshad here in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah.
Says,
the Ritva is clearly saying that he's coming to be shoylel that tzad. He's coming to reject that tzad. What does the Ritva say? It says the ee shok lekaspa se'i choshev al dover ve'inav elo kishliach. He has it, can entertain that the father is a shliach, but if he's only a shliach, how can he do about korcha? It's only a shliach. It shouldn't work about korcha. Maybe Rashi holds it is a shliach and it works about korcha because the Torah knows your father knows best what's best for you, and your father's going to do about korcha because he knows really what the isha wants. It could be. Says the Gemara Vayter. Maybe that's only by a ketana, but by a naira, she has a yad. Taktashi nafsha v'tishkol kaspa. Maybe she does it herself. Says Rashi, "Ve'imahani mili dezachil lekabel mektana de'ein la'lad la'bazdei." Rashi bavorns va'afal gav dekro le'moitzi shema b'naira ksiv. Rashi says, what are you talking about? How could you say the pasuk of his over there is of asbiti nasati liisha zeh? It's talking about a naira. It's talking about the dinner mati shemer is by a naira. How could you say hanimili katana? Says Rashi, dechsev nasati v'nasn leviana lo'ilam de kodsha nia lo bekatnusa. Says eno chanami. Maybe it's talking about that right now that they're having this whole issue. She's a naira, but when did the kedushin happen? When she was a katana. Tosfos himself also brings up Rashi's problem, and he has a different raya that it's talking about a naira. He says it's from the sakluha. There's a kasa. You have to know where's the makar that it's talking about naira from. There's a different mahalach. The havamina that it's only katana. Well, naira is la yad. Syntactic Nabsha over here also is a machalikas rishonim. If she could only she can be makabal kedushin, we mean to say her and the father can be makabal kedushin. This and more, Bez Hashem, Bali Nedar.